Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
When you step out the door, you'll notice it's a lot warmer and it's a little damp in some places, too. We'll talk about our rain chances for today and the rest of the week.
Also today, we'll find out exactly when mobile sports betting will become a reality in North Carolina. The Lottery Commission is expected to make that announcement in just a few hours.
And this winter, we have seen a rise in RSV, COVID, and flu cases. And today, we will learn from the state if things are improving. Just ahead, we're breaking down the latest data.
Donald Trump's path to the Republican nomination is growing clearer after a decisive win in New Hampshire.
And just a little note to Nikki. She's not going to win.
Nikki Haley, though, says she will stay in the race even after a double-digit loss in New Hampshire. Good morning, everyone. A lot to tell you about on your Wednesday morning. It feels weirdly warm and humid out there. I'm Renee Chu. It is January, though, right?
Yeah. It is January. It feels like April. I'm Jeff Hogan. Thanks for making us part of your Wednesday here, especially with where you were just back off of a mountain trip with snow.
We were in Montana visiting family, and beautiful snow there. It was like 30-some degrees, and then I come back here, and it's just moist and humid.
Yep.
And
it
warm.
And anything anywhere is melting, for sure. Mm-hmm. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with a look at what's happening today.
Yeah, we'll start off with the old Dolphin 5000 radar. When I walked out the door this morning, I had a few sprinkles, a little bit of water on my car, and the streets were a little on the damp side. We're really not seeing much rain at all. It's not even enough to really bother with a raincoat or an umbrella. We'll zoom in here in our northeastern counties from Enfield to Roanoke Rapids to North Carolina to Henderson. We're seeing just a little bit of light patchy rain, but that's going to be on its way out, and we're just not going to see much more of that today. We have a little band that kind of sneaks into our northern counties around 10 or 11 o'clock this morning. We may even see a few holes in the clouds, a few thin spots with some sunshine trying to peek through, but our chances for rain today, I mean, really minimal. We take a look at downtown Raleigh, though, and you can see where that shower rolled through a little bit earlier. The sidewalk is a little damp, and so is Jones Street right outside of the North Carolina Museum of Natural Sciences. 47 is our temperature, so that's much warmer than yesterday. 50 in Fayetteville, 52 Clinton, 47 Rocky Mount, and in Southern Pines. Our temperatures are 10 to almost 20 degrees warmer than this time yesterday. At lunchtime, we'll be near 60, and we'll see highs in the mid to upper 60s this afternoon. Tomorrow, we'll see 70s. We'll see that again on looking at that Thursday and Friday, but we see an increasing chance of rain as we get into the weekend. I'll show you when it looks wettest. Coming up, Brian.
Elizabeth, all new at 6:02, getting reports of some sort of an incident on Pool Road at the 440 interchange in East Raleigh. Raleigh 911 has it dispatched as a road hazard. I am seeing some delay showing up on the sensors there, so I hope to have some more information for you in a few minutes. Up in Henderson, we're also tracking a road closure. Andrews Avenue, or NC39, is closed at Clark Street. Apparently, it is related to a crash, and DOT says that that section is not going to be open until early in the afternoon, so expect a detour there near downtown Henderson.
Brian, thank you. Police cleared a scene on Six Forks Road in Midtown Raleigh just hours ago after a person was hurt in a stabbing. So this happened near the intersection of Industrial Drive around 9 last night. At least a dozen Raleigh police officers were there until the early hours of the morning. They made an arrest outside the Torchy's Tacos in the Midtown East Plaza. Streets in the area were blocked off while police investigated. The person who was stabbed has serious injuries, and we're working to find out the name of the person who was arrested.
Happening today, a moment sports fans across North Carolina have been waiting for. We will learn exactly when the first mobile sports bets will be allowed in the state. WRAL's Kelsey Coffey is at PNC Arena this morning. Bettors could be placing those wagers on their mobile phones in weeks, right?
Jeff, that's exactly right. This is the moment that a lot of North Carolina sports fans have been waiting for, and Canes fans specifically. Well, you guys should get ready because they already have a partnership with a sports betting company. Plans for legal sports betting in North Carolina have already been in the works, but today the state's lottery commission will decide what day people can actually start doing it. The commission says mobile sports betting will launch before in-person sports betting, and some of you football fans are trying to get those bets in before the end of the NFL season. Well, bad news there. It seems like mobile sports betting will not be legal in North Carolina until after the Super Bowl, but it is expected to be legal by March Madness. Kelsey Coffey, WRAL News, live in Raleigh.
Trump is declaring the race for the Republican presidential nomination over after his win in New Hampshire. He won with about 54% of the vote. Nikki Haley says she will stay in the race, and she's turning her focus to South Carolina, the state where she used to be governor. With his win, Trump becomes the first Republican candidate to sweep contested races in Iowa and New Hampshire since the states began leading the map in 1976. In his victory speech, Trump blasted Haley.
And just a little note to Nikki. She's not going to win. She's not going to win. But if she did, she would be under investigation by those people in 15 minutes.
New Hampshire is first in the nation. It is not the last in the nation.
NBC News exit polling shows Haley did well among independents in New Hampshire. The South Carolina primary is set for February 24th.
President Biden won the Democratic primary in New Hampshire despite not being on the ballot. Biden won as a write-in candidate over 21 candidates who were listed. New Hampshire's primary is not officially sanctioned by the Democratic Party, which is why Biden wasn't listed. The win is purely symbolic, as the state will not send any nominating delegates to the Democratic convention.
And happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we're following some breaking news out of Russia this morning. A Russian military plane carrying 74 people has crashed in Russia near the border of Ukraine. This video circulating around social media right now showing that plane go down, and then you see a huge ball of fire. 65 of those on board were Ukrainian servicemen. They were heading to a prisoner swap. We've also learned there were six crew members and three others on board. The cause of this crash is not yet known, and Russia is not commenting on this quite yet. But I do have this update just about 6 minutes ago. Ukraine now claiming the plane was carrying missiles. We're going to stay on top of this and bring you the latest from the Live Center.
Michelle, thanks. The number of people being admitted to Triangle hospitals for respiratory illnesses is going down, and that's a reverse of the trend we've been seeing throughout the holiday season. WRL's Laura Levine is live at UNC Rex Hospital this morning. Laura, today we will get an update about the number of flu, RSV, and other respiratory illness cases today.
Renee, good morning. Today we will learn how many people are fighting respiratory illnesses across the state. We checked in with those area hospitals like UNC Health behind me here, and we did learn that fewer people are being sent to hospitals like this for respiratory illnesses. Take a look here. As of yesterday, Duke Health still had 45 COVID patients, the same number as 2 weeks ago. But flu hospitalizations went down 67%, with 21 patients now being treated. UNC Health saw decreases across all three respiratory illnesses. The biggest was in flu, with a 70% drop in cases and only 8 patients at the start of this week. Wake Med only reported a slight increase in RSV cases, with just 2 additional patients hospitalized over the past 2 weeks. However, Monday was the highest for flu cases in a single day within the past week. We're talking about 60 positive flu tests, and the highest day for COVID tests within the past week was last Friday with 70. So we will learn more on a more broader scale across the state how these cases are looking when that data is released later this afternoon. Laura Levine, WREL News. We're live in Raleigh.
A new report out this morning shows the American Lung Association is calling out the Biden administration for dragging its feet on a proposed ban on menthol cigarettes and cigars. The association's annual State of Tobacco Control report is out today. It says failing to finalize the menthol ban will result in more death and disease, especially among black smokers. The FDA sent final rules on the issue to the White House for review in October. A timetable for the final menthol rules released last month indicates it would be decided in March.
The American Lung Association gave North Carolina low marks in the report. The state scored Fs in funding for state tobacco prevention programs, strength of smoke-free workplace laws, level of state tobacco taxes, and ending the sale of all flavored tobacco products.
The CEO of Alaska Airlines is sharing his thoughts as the fleet of Boeing MAX 737s remains grounded. We'll tell you what he's sharing about the investigation as the Boeing CEO will be grilled by lawmakers today.
More than 200 sea turtles are recovering in North Carolina after a dramatic plunge in temperatures almost killed them. One NC State professor says this is a problem that's becoming even more concerning.
And after the Arctic outbreak, now we're swinging in the opposite direction. I'll show you how close we'll be to record highs in the next couple of days and how much rain we'll see through the weekend.
As you get into your car, tune to WRAL News Plus on your radio in Raleigh on 99.3 FM, in Durham 96.5 FM, and everywhere on 101.5 HD3.
Taking a look at Dual Doppler 5000 radar. We've had a couple of light showers out there this morning. Most of that is really starting to fizzle out now. You can see this last little bit of rain moving into Halifax County toward Roanoke Rapids is just fizzling out. It's a little damp in a few spots around the triangle, but nothing that's going to cause you any real problems. Looking pretty in Goldsboro this morning with all their lights lit. Our temperatures are warmer than they were yesterday, but the clouds are lingering, and we're going to see mostly cloudy skies into the weekend. It's 50 in Fayetteville, 46 in Tarboro, 49 in Irwin, 47 and Rocky Mount, so much warmer than yesterday. The kids may not need their heaviest winter coat, especially tomorrow and into the latter part of the week. Our highs this afternoon as the kids are getting off the bus in the upper 60s with minimal chances for light showers. Brian.
613, Elizabeth, as we take a look at traffic, there is some sort of an incident in East Raleigh on Pool Road right around the 440-87 interchange. I'm not seeing big delays with that, but just a heads up that Raleigh 911 has a road hazard reported out there. Also in Henderson, apparently an earlier crash led to something that has closed a section of Andrews Avenue or NC39 at Clark Street. Expected detour there through the rest of the morning. We're still working to learn exactly what led to that and exactly what's going on there near downtown Henderson. Another update in just a few minutes. Renee?
All right, Brian, thank you. We're working to learn more this morning about a shooting outside a Garner Walmart that left a person dead. Police say the shooting happened in the parking lot near the entrance of the store on Fayetteville Road just after 6 last night. The person who was shot died at the hospital. Police have taken a person into custody in connection with the shooting. We spoke with a Walmart employee about the moments after the shooting.
It's pretty strange, you know, when I was walking around, the store was completely empty, and then coming out and then seeing all the cops and then, the tape and all that.
Gardner police say this was an isolated incident and that there's no threat to the community. It's unclear whether the shooter and the victim knew each other.
A vigil for students lost during this school year is happening tonight at Smithfield Selma High School. And that includes all four teens killed in a terrible crash earlier this week in Johnston County. The event is happening tonight at 6 on the school's football field.
Over the next few days, you'll likely see teams of people canvassing around Durham. They are part of the annual Point in Time Count, working to identify how many people in Durham are experiencing homelessness. In order to secure funding to support outreach and community assistance programs, those groups must first know how many people they serve. 120 people are expected to volunteer this year.
More fallout from Boeing's manufacturing and safety issues. This morning on Today, an exclusive interview with the CEO of Alaska Airlines. And later this morning on Capitol Hill, Boeing's CEO is expected to face some tough questions about the door plug that blew out of that plane. WRL's Ken Smith is here with the ongoing repercussions for Boeing and Alaska Airlines. Ken.
Jeff, Boeing's Dave Calhoun's testimony on Capitol Hill comes after that scary January 5th incident in the sky over Portland, Oregon. Well, tomorrow, Boeing plans to temporarily halt production at the facility in Washington State where the MAX 9 jets are built. And this morning on Today, that exclusive interview with Alaska Airlines CEO Ben Minicucci. He takes Tom Costello aboard one of the grounded MAX 9 jets to show him the door plug at the center of the investigation that was almost a catastrophe for Alaska Airlines.
We had a guardian angel, honestly, on that airplane. And I just want to take a moment here to say how sorry I am for our guests on Flight 1282 for what they experienced. It was just a terrifying flight.
Minicucci says there were only 7 open seats on that flight, including near that door plug that blew off. And coming up on Today, more of Tom Costello's exclusive interview with Minicucci. The Alaska Airlines CEO talks about the future of his company's relationship with Boeing. Now, because of the FAA grounding of all the 737 MAX 9s for inspection, Alaska and United, the main carriers that use this fleet, are having to cancel hundreds of flights a day. Look for us to follow this story throughout the day, starting with the Today Show at 7. Jeff.
Ken, thanks. Wake County fourth graders got to experience the wonders of the symphony yesterday. Since 1946, the North Carolina Symphony has worked closely with school districts. By the end of the year, 15,000 students will experience the symphony through 15 education concerts.
More than 200 turtles are recovering at NC State University Center for Marine Sciences and Technology. According to the university, most of the turtles arrived close to death because of the sudden drop in temperatures over the weekend. This commonly happens from November to February. And this year, a little more than the average number of turtles were cold stunned. These turtles are put through a quick test once they arrive for signs of life.
We put that up on just right here in front of the shoulder and hold it there, and we wait for a whoosh sound. And if the heart is beating, then it's okay, this turtle's still alive.
The professor says the number of turtles lost to the cold snap is becoming more concerning due to endangerment from climate change and pollution.
The cold stunning seems to happen a lot faster than the warm stunning would, and that's what you get today, certainly with the rise in temperature so quickly. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRS Severe Weather Center, almost humid out there today.
Yeah, you're going to notice a big difference in the amount of moisture in the atmosphere and the temperature. We do have a better chance for rain as we get closer to the weekend, but there have been a few sprinkles out there this morning. Notice how most of that is fizzling out right now, but you could run into some damp streets around the Triangle area. But that last little bit of rain that was moving up through Warren County toward Halifax County toward Roanoke Rapids is pretty much fizzled out. Take a live look at Roxborough. There could be another light shower that rolls through Roxborough in the next few hours. There's a little bit more rain back to the west, but it's going to be a sprinkle at best. We have more potent systems that are back to our west that will roll through to bring us a couple of chances for rain in the next few days. You can see this system that's going to roll through and try to bring us some rain for Friday. It's looking a little bit drier, and then another one for Saturday night into Sunday. So we're going to see a couple of these rolling through to keep things a bit unsettled as we get into the weekend. Here's future cast for this morning. Again, a little light shower in our northern counties, possibly late morning. Other than that, we're pretty quiet. A lot of cloud cover. We could see a few thin spots in the clouds, and that could make for a pretty comfortable afternoon to be outside. Tomorrow morning, we have a band of rain that starts to move toward us, but fizzles out before it reaches us at lunchtime. And then again, another one back to the west. This is Thursday at 5 p.m. We take a look at Friday. Overnight Thursday night and early Friday morning, there could be a few light showers, but there's 5 a.m. Friday looking dry, maybe a little isolated shower in the morning, maybe some breaks in the clouds closer to lunchtime. Let's push that ahead and take a look at Saturday. By around lunchtime or so, we start to see that chance of rain. It increases Saturday evening. And then as we get into Sunday morning, it starts to pull away. And I feel like by the afternoon, we're probably finished with the rain on Sunday. And that's about all we'll see. We're going to average 1 inch to 2 inches around the triangle, about 1 inch and 3/4 back to the south and west. Farther west you go, the better chance of seeing up to 2 inches for this whole time period, the next 5 days, and some lighter amounts, maybe 1 inch in Goldsboro and maybe 1 inch up around Roanoke Rapids. We're looking at our hurricanes forecast for tomorrow. There is a small chance of some showers during the evening. Temperatures will be warm in the 60s. We're looking at 73 Thursday and Friday. We may not end up tying any record highs or breaking them, but we could end up with some record warm low temperatures. So some unusual weather for us for January.
Full transparency.
I hit the wrong button on my machine and it went to weather.
Look
so don't
that.
Pay any
Bitter
attention.
Cold wind chills. Is that, see,
pay no attention
see,
to this.
Secretly, you really do want it to be cold, and so
no.
don't you? Look
Record
at
warmth in January is the founder of the Anti-Snow League. I say yes. In Henderson, this is the big story this morning. In Henderson, we have Highway 39 closed at Clark Street through the rest of the morning into the early afternoon, related to a crash. And DOT says there's some sort of road obstruction out there. In the Triangle, we're looking good. Our director has pulled me out of the fire this morning and shows us this live picture at I-40 at Fayetteville Road in South Durham. We're looking just fine there.
As flames get hot, Brian.
That's right.
An incredible story of survival for a family in Garner, how they managed to get out safely after a tree crashed down onto their car.
And a heartwarming moment from a pair of grandmas who are also best friends. We meet the pair, who is now Oscar-nominated, coming up in What's Trending.
This What's Trending report, sponsored by Rugg and Home.
There's controversy over some of this year's Oscar nominations, but there's at least one that no one can be upset about.
No, this is great. Brian Schrader here now with What's Trending, Brian.
Yeah, the internet loving this video of two grandmas finding out a documentary about their life got an Oscar nod. Their grandson made a film about their lives, and it was nominated for Best Documentary Short. These ladies live together, and they are best friends.
Yeah, Taiwanese grandmas who are best friends. They live together, like you said, Brian. Combined age, 189 years old between the two. They wanted to, grandson wanted to make a multi-generational short movie, and it's about them, chose them, and who can't love that?
That's great.
Aww, really, really I just cool. want to hug them.
Yeah. Hopefully they win. Billy Joel is putting out some new music for the first time in 17 years. Joel posted this teaser video to social media for his new single called Time to Turn the Lights Back On. It comes out February 1st, and it is his first new song since All My Life was released in 2007.
Yeah, the original Piano Man is back at the piano, and in the teaser video, you just hear the simple chord progression, but you know it's going to be a hit if he's there playing the piano once again.
The lights go out on Broadway.
He's 74 years old.
I know, which
Did
means
you hear that?
We've got 20 years left to enjoy him, right? At least. Right?
He still has hits in him.
He's got it.
Brian, thank you. Dinosaurs will soon roam the Earth again on the big screen, at least. According to The Hollywood Reporter, Universal Pictures is developing an all-new Jurassic World movie. The outlet is reporting the movie may possibly be released as early as next year. It's not clear who will direct the film, but the script is reportedly being written by the same man who wrote the first two Jurassic Park movies. Steven Spielberg is reportedly going to serve as executive producer.
This Sunday, we find out who is going to the Super Bowl. It all starts with the AFC Championship game. Kansas City Chiefs take on the Baltimore Ravens Sunday, 3 o'clock.
And after that on Fox 50, Jeff, the NFC Championship game, the Detroit Lions on the road taking on the San Francisco 49ers. Kickoff is at 6:30 Sunday on Fox 50.
That triple punch of flu, RSV, and COVID cases have dominated local hospitals. And today, we're going to learn if that trend is finally declining. Just ahead, I'll let you know what we've learned from area hospitals so far.
And take a live look at Apex. A little bit of light, patchy rain overnight left a little sheen of moisture on the roads. We're not likely to see much of that until we get closer to the weekend. I'll walk you through the timeline for rain coming our way.
Raleigh Police is working to improve safety downtown. This is a live look at the Fayetteville Street from Jimmy V. Cam and how the chief says her department is addressing the concerns.